Every year, at about this time of the year, around the end of winter and the beginning of spring, we see all kinds of programming on our television about Jesus. The real Jesus, they said. Who is the real Jesus? And when a person who really knows Jesus Christ, who's received His Spirit and has the guidance of the Holy Spirit within them and knows the Scripture, when that person listens to these programs or watches them, he understands that these people who make these have absolutely no idea what they are talking about, or have an agenda that's decidedly anti-Christian. And they discount the eyewitness accounts of Jesus in the New Testament, which are historically reliable, in favor of accounts of people who wrote hundreds of years after the time of Jesus, according to legend. And they even have made a whole industry about an artist who lived in Italy, 1,500 years after Jesus. They simply do not know or cannot conceive of the real Jesus. Here's how Jesus told us how we can know the real Jesus. It's found in John, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And Judas said to him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's, which sent me. You see, the way to know Jesus, to know the real Jesus, is to receive the Jesus that walked the earth 2,000 years ago, that was crucified, dead, buried, rose again, and is coming again to us. And he sent the Holy Spirit. Receive him just as that. Believe in him just that way, and you will know who the real Jesus is. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus in me. Lord, I don't even get worried about it anymore. I have the real Jesus. I know the real Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.